This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In March, the Department of Homeland Security banned laptops from the cabins of flights coming from 10 airports. Now there are reports the agency is considering barring laptops in the cabin of all inbound international flights. Note that it's a discussion and it's not set in stone yet. Meanwhile, some airlines are responding with plans of their own. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
The Middle Eastern airlines, already dealing with the laptop ban, are getting crafty. Etihad and Qatar Airways are lending laptops and tablets to business customers. Emirates is checking customer laptops at the very last minute. And it's all free. Seth Kaplan is an analyst at Airline Weekly.
At this point, they're just in damage control mode.
They're, you know, trying not to lose billions of dollars in business with this ban.
You've got the travel industry putting out dire predictions about what this could do to the industry.
But the airlines are nothing if not resilient. And Samuel Engel from the consulting firm ICF says they might see a broader ban as an opportunity to win the loyalty of business customers, a big driver of profits.
Right? If we do a better job of meeting the customer's needs, then we make more money than our competitor.
And Engel says airlines might eventually take pity on us plebes in coach for a price. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.